In this session, you'll experience a deep feeling of emptiness inside your ass and a craving to fill it and fuck it. You'll feel the particularly strong desire to have my strap-on fucking your ass. Your inability to have this will frustrate you, and you'll instead settle for fucking your ass with something else. The larger the object fucking your ass, the more satisfaction you will feel. But a finger will suffice. The desire will be created during the course of this session, and you will be left with this intense craving at the conclusion of this file. The after effect will last an undesignated amount of time and fade naturally. Make sure you're in a position that is comfortable and close your eyes. To get you into the right state of mind, we are going to talk a little about emptiness, absence. There are lots of different kinds of emptiness. Maybe you will want to keep track of them. See if you can keep them all in your mind. But maybe you'll lose track somewhere along the way and let go. And that's okay too. The first kind of emptiness can be seen in a hole. We define a hole by the space around it. But a hole is actually the absence of anything in the space between walls. Think not of the walls, think of the emptiness of a hole, the absence of matter. Like a hole, when we take two from two, we have zero, nothing, emptiness. There is an absence of value. Zero is not really a number after all, but the absence of all other numbers. It is an empty value. Think of that emptiness. Like zero, like the whole, there is emptiness in space. An absence of not just matter, but oxygen, floating specks of particles. There's nothing. Empty. Think of that emptiness. Compare it to the other kinds of emptiness. There are similarities, and there are differences. Think of the emptiness that words can have. Words can be empty, uttered without intention. If there is no intention, what purpose do words serve? They only become sounds. My words are always with intention, but can you follow it along? Or are you just listening to the sounds? And empty words, like space, like zero, like the whole, are an absence of meaning and only sound. But an absence of sound is silence, and silence is a kind of emptiness too. Do you hear it? The empty space around my words. The moments of absence. Has your mind kept up with all the different kinds of emptiness? Have you kept track? Or has your mind fallen to emptiness too? Emptiness of mind is an important one for you. Absence of thought. Not just thinking of nothing, but there being an absence of even the nothing to think about. No thoughts, no feelings, nothing. And the final kind of emptiness is the emptiness in your ass. Similar to the emptiness of the hole we discussed so very long ago, your ass is a hole too. And similarly, its emptiness is made up of the space not being filled. But it's a little different, because there's an emotional emptiness, a physical feeling of emptiness. A longing, a need. And there's so much now, so many kinds of absences and emptiness running through your mind. Try to remember them all, every one of them. Do the effort, because there will be no greater feeling than when in just a moment a single snap of my fingers gives you permission to let them all sleep. Let all the things you've tried to hold in your head fall away. Every one of them. It's wonderful. It highlights the beauty of relaxation, the emptiness. And when you've thought and focused so hard and long, and now you don't have to anymore. You don't have to think anymore. You can let go now. Let your mind become empty and absence of thought, falling, dropping, letting every thought melt, drifting, relaxing, empty, sleep. And with your mind so blank, let my words guide your unconscious mind. Let my intonations lead you, drifting back to conversations we had so long ago. Recall that time we discussed what it felt like to have an empty as. I told you how it begins with just an awareness focusing on that particular part of your body, every nerve inside and out. A simple clench and release is all it takes to make you aware of how empty the inside of your ass is. There's such a space there. We've discussed how frustrating that space can be, and in so many ways. There's the frustration in the mind of a hole not filled. A gap. There's nothing quite as satisfying as filling a gap, putting that last missing piece in the puzzle, pushing that last brick into a wall. And there's nothing quite as frustrating as that hole left unfilled. And you're aware of it now. It nags and pesters you. It bothers you. It feels wrong. You're allowed to squirm if your body desires. Let it frustrate you. The emptiness, the dissatisfaction of a hole that just needs to be filled. But it's more than that, isn't it? Not just a hole that needs to be filled for your mental satisfaction. But a hole that physically craves to be filled. You see, there are so many tiny, receptive little nerves inside your ass. When they're stimulated, they fire off signals of pleasure and satisfaction, overwhelming. But when they're not being touched, oh, they don't disappear. They're still there. Millions of tiny little signals telling your body that there's nothing inside your ass. And when your unconscious mind receives those signals, they are going to be impossible to ignore. Because they will be at end with a very powerful suggestion I'm going to give you. You want something inside you fucking your ass. My words are truth. My words are everything. You want something inside you fucking your ass. And just one signal telling you there's nothing there, That would be frustration. There are millions of nerves inside your ass, and they are all not being stimulated. A million reminders that there is nothing currently fucking your ass. This is the beginning of an even deeper craving. You need it. You want it. Something fucking you right there, filling that space. You can feel every tiny space of emptiness. You want it all filled. I know you. I see your fantasies. I know just how you want it filled. Let me paint the fantasy. Me walking up behind you, a huge black strap-on between my legs. Your craving, needy asshole, making you whimper and moan, making you hard and desperate. But why tease you with something you can't have? And this craving is just going to get more and more intense with my every word. Those nerves so sensitive. That emptiness so frustrating. You need it. Something rubbing against your prostate. Something filling you. Something stretching you. The more you fill your ass, the more you'll satisfy the craving. When you don't fill your ass, the craving will continue. And the craving cannot be ignored. Why would you want to? Why ignore what your body is telling you is so right? Why ignore what your unconscious mind is telling you is so right? Crave it, pet. Crave it more and more. If you're not moaning and squirming, then you're not craving hard enough. You need something inside you, filling you, stimulating you, fucking you. Focus on that empty space. Feel what is missing. It's my strap-on, dominating and claiming your ass. But in the absence of that, you'll take what pleasure you can. You'll seek out what satisfaction there is to be had. Because this craving, this desperate, overwhelming need, it comes with a benefit. How amazing is it going to feel when this session ends and you can find something large or just use your fingers and you'll get to mindlessly fuck your ass for me? You'll be so desperate, you are so desperate, that finally getting to have that craving hole filled will feel amazing. Will it make you come for me, I wonder? Moan, pet. Squirm, pet. Crave. In a moment, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. But you'll take with you this feeling, this desperate need to have something fucking your ass. Acting on it will give you tremendous pleasure. Not acting on it will make the craving, frustration, and satisfaction continue. This effect should last you about 1 hour, but you will allow it to fade naturally over time. Your unconscious mind will see that it lasts as long as you truly want it to last, and fades naturally and eventually completely. 1. Feeling your mind returning to awareness. 2. Feeling your ass craving a thorough filling and fucking. 3. Becoming more and more aware. 4. Wriggling your toes and fingers. And 5. Wide awake and aware. Crave for me, pet.